Now there are legitimate malpractice suits. In fact, I know at least five people that died in the hospital ostensibly from COVID, but what they really died from was medical malpractice of these doctors who did not treat appropriately, didn't give the correct medications, refused to do simple things like get a vitamin D level on people because it was a waste of money to order a vitamin D level, a $25 test, even though we know that 96% of the people who end up in the hospital with COVID-like illness are vitamin D deficient. And so there are legitimate malpractice cases out there. Where are the lawyers? I mean, we've been running around terrified of malpractice suits our entire life. Where are they? Where are the lawyers in terms of the EEOC, you know, of the civil rights of people are for? Did we throw the entire Nuremberg trials out the window about experimentation on human beings without informed consent? And informed consent implies right to refuse. It means if you're going to have a knee replacement, I tell you all the pros and cons about your knee replacement. And after listening to that, you can go, I think I'm not going to do that right now. It's not really that bad of a knee. I'm not going to do it. So you have the right to refuse. With these COVID shots, they're issued under emergency use only. They're experimental. There's no long-term studies. And now they're being mandated to people to keep their job. They're not being informed on what the long-term potential complications are. So where are all the EEOC violations? Where are all the violations of these employers forcing people to get an injection of an experimental drug to keep their jobs? Where are they? Well, we think that if there were actual money that we could put in these lawyers' pockets, they will start coming out of the woodwork like they should. So we want to fund lawsuits. We want to stand up against all of the issues with the sport in the sports world. I mean, I know that's a lot where Brett and Coach sort of come from, that these coaches that are forcing these young people, and I just got a study this morning that came out of the VAERS report saying that there are over 3,000 young people now that have been seriously harmed or killed by them taking these COVID shots, by heart disease, by there was a case in the VAERS of a 12-year-old, I'm sorry, a 15-year-old whose heart physically ruptured after having COVID shots. And I put that in front of Peter McCullough, who Dr. Peter McCullough is the top cardiologist in the world. You may have had him on his show, that's standing up saying, we cannot do these shots anymore. They are killing people. So Peter Scott and I've gotten to be pretty good friends. And so I sent him this. I said, Peter, how did a 15-year-old kid's heart literally rupture? He said it's because the messenger RNA makes a spike protein. The spike protein goes in and causes damage to the cardiac muscle that is irreversible and ongoing. They do a test, Doug. If you went into the hospital, if you went to the ER tonight with chest pain, one of the tests that they would do on you in the ER is called a troponin level.
But by the way, hearing this, that's still a possibility. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That you go to the hospital and you have chest pain, and they do something called a troponin level. It's T-R-O-P-O-N-I-N, troponin level. And normal troponin levels, I believe, are around less than 5. That's normal. And if you were having chest pain and you got that test and your level came back at like a 10 to 12, they would say you're probably having a heart attack. You need to be admitted to the hospital. People who have these shots, even if they are not having symptoms, but they've had the COVID shots, what Peter McCullough and several other cardiologists are finding when they draw troponin levels, those numbers are 30, 40, 50, 60, and they stay elevated for months. It's ongoing disintegration of heart muscle that doesn't repair. There's myocarditis, there's congestive heart failure. In fact, there's a cardiologist / immunologist out of Canada who says that people who've had these shots, he thinks that within 3 years, 60% of them will die from cardiomyopathies and congestive heart failure. Cardiac arrhythmias, people start to get atrial fib as soon as they get these shots. We are killing athletes. And the athletes can be football, baseball, basketball, hockey, tennis, golf, by requiring them to get a young person who doesn't even get COVID to get a shot that's killing their hearts. And we're going to take them all to task.
Sherry, what about medical? Or I'm sorry, Army, Navy, Air Force. What the heck impact is that going to have?
We're going to kill off our military. And we know that this heart muscle damage can happen in both men and women, but for some reason there's a propensity for more heart damage in men. And so think about all of our male-dominant militaries and all of them that are being required by September 15th or be court-martialed and put in the brig. We're going to go after them. We're also going to go after all of the artists and musicians, the performing artists that are not allowed to go into the studios anymore unless they get the shot. Now, they get the shot and it affects their heart. What about the people who are singers, who play wind instruments? Mm-hmm. Because the antibodies made to the spike proteins attack their lungs. They won't be able to have any lung capacity to sing or blow their instruments anymore. So, and the people who are like in theater and that are like in Cirque du Soleil and things like in Las Vegas, they're being required to get these shots. They're not going to be able to, they're going to have all kinds of muscle damage. They're going to have heart weakness. They're going to have destroyed muscles and legs. We have cases of people that have Guillain-Barré syndrome, that have early onset Parkinson's, early onset ALS from these shots. So we're going to take those people on. We're actually going to, those are the, you know, and then all of these individual lawsuits. Last night we were in Buffalo. We launched the ChristianRevolution.net in Buffalo. And there was a young woman who came up who has worked for 29 years,
27 years.
For ESPN.
Yes.
She's like the major coordinator. She's got fired on the spot because she refused to take a shot. She's got a suit. And so what we want to do, so people say, why do you think you need $100 million?
Yeah.
Well, not only are we want to do all those things, but for me, what I want to do with the second $100 million, we need to start a new healthcare system.
Yeah, we do.
We need to start something and leave all that crap behind. We need to do real health, not pharmaceutical-based managed your sickness. Yeah. Yeah. We need to get to the underlying reason why people have dis-ease and fix it. And most of the time, it's nutritional-based. They're missing a certain supplement. We need to clean out their bodies with light therapy, UVB light therapy, ozone, hyperbaric medicine, all these different types of things that are really what needs to be in a hospital to get people better. And I talked about this last night in Buffalo. I had at least 25 people that came up to me and said, when you get that going, Dr. Tenpenny, find me. I'll come work for free. I just can't work in that system anymore. I don't want to take a shot. I don't want to be required to take a pill because I'm crazy. I want to get away from these crazy doctors that know nothing except their egos who say, we don't do it that way here. Or the pharmacists who say, we've looked at all the evidence of ivermectin and we found nothing. Really? Really? 38 years of use, 4 billion pills prescribed, safer than aspirin, safer than Tylenol, the only drug interacting is Coumadin. And you don't know anything about it and you call yourself a pharmacist? We'll see about that. We need a new healthcare system. We can fund it through the ChristianRevolution.net. We can put together $1 million, $100 million, $200 million. And as a matter of fact, and we were at Bard's Fest just a couple weeks ago, we actually had a meeting with a group of people that are looking at a hospital system that is already for sale in Southern Missouri. And we're thinking that if we got the money and we could refit this, we could do this. We could have our own healthcare system, not sick care management system. Get away from the pharmaceutical-based product, get people really well. And where does their healing start from? Prayer.
Amen.
That everybody that works in the hospital, the first thing that you do with your patients when you make rounds is you pray with them. Lord, thank you for having this person be here. Thank you for giving me the grace to be able to take care of this person. And dear Lord, help us to find the right thing to make this person well. We heal this person in Jesus' name. That's where real health and healing comes from.
So, Dr. Sherry, we know that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine work.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the CDC is doing everything they can to make sure you can't get
any of it. It's not the CDC.
Or whoever it is.
It's the FDA.
FDA.
Because I believe that the FDA is going to pull the product by this fall. When we really need it the most, they're going to pull it. Because they're already peppering articles out there saying, oh, that parasite drug that they give to horses. Why is it that humans are taking it? Well, I asked Dr. Ryan Cole that. Now, Ryan Cole's a pathologist. I honestly believe, you know, I've known a lot of doctors in my day, and I honestly believe Ryan is probably the smartest doctor I've ever met, and I really mean that. And he's the nicest guy, too. He's just the nicest guy. So I've done a couple of podcasts with him, and for my podcast, which is the Tenpenny Files, is the podcast.
Yep.
That you can find it by going to drtenpenny.com. There's a little button at the top that says podcast. So when I did the first podcast with him, at the very tail end of the podcast, I said something about ivermectin. He goes, Sherry, he says, I could do a whole hour on ivermectin. Really? Well, when can we schedule that one? So just a couple weeks ago, we did an entire hour on just the benefits of ivermectin. And I started, the first question I asked him was, Dr. Ryan, I said, you know, there's a lot of physicians out there that say, how can you use a drug that are supposed to treat parasites for treating a viral infection? And he kind of chuckled. He said, well, here's the thing. When you come up with a molecule that, you know, a molecule, it's a drug, right? A molecule. The molecule doesn't sit around and read textbooks. It doesn't know it's only supposed to treat parasites. And that's a human thing. As a matter of fact, there was an article that was published in the Journal of Antibiotics, July of 2021, that goes through the 23 mechanisms of how ivermectin works for viral infections, not just coronavirus, but influenza, hantavirus, Zika virus, a bunch of other RNA types of viruses. And it blocks the spike protein. It keeps the spike protein from binding to the ACE2 receptors, right, which is what causes people to get sick. If somehow that opens up and the spike protein gets inside of the cell, there's a little, the way Ryan described it, he said it's like a little wagon. They call it a symporter. And the spike protein gets in that little wagon and it takes it over to the part of inside the cell where it can replicate. It blocks that symporter. It won't allow the spike protein to bind. He said it also has anti-inflammatory properties. It increases the function of your white blood cells. There's 23 reasons why ivermectin works for coronavirus. And all these, pardon me, stupid doctors who are too arrogant to read the medical literature and be able to treat patients appropriately because, oh, we know that doesn't, nothing ever does. And we only have it on our formulary here in the hospital to treat parasites. You got any proof your patient has parasites? It's because they're ignorant. Ignorant. They don't bother to read the medical literature. They just don't know. I came up with 40 mechanisms of injury of how these COVID shots can make you sick or kill you. Do you think they've even read one?
You know, stop right there. Eric the Tech and I downloaded, we purchased and downloaded both reports yesterday or the day before. Eric the Tech, do we have them printed out? Or they're on your screen right there. There you go.
That's the first one.
Okay, that's the first one. And then there's 20 more.
There's 20 more.
Right. So I just want to give you credit for this. I went through this, and I'm telling you, what I learned from this, I've never seen this information anywhere. Where do we go for this now?
Just drtenpenny.com. And I think it's either says at the top of the page, it says either shop or store.
Okay. All right.
and it's right underneath there and you can get it. It's $14.95 for each of them.
Okay.
You know, and it's kind of a little backstory on that, right? Is that I put this together and then we decided to launch it as a webinar. So we launched it as a webinar, and bad planning on my part. The webinar, it was a Saturday of Mother's Day weekend. And so, you know, a lot of people said, oh, I missed it. I was out of town. We had company, blah, blah, blah. Sherry, can you please do it again? I said, okay, let's do it in July. Mm-hmm. Then between May and July, I found 20 more mechanisms of injury. Wow. So there are 40. So that's where the second one came from, that with between May and July. And honestly, truly, the amount of information that's coming out about these COVID shots, it's a little bit like drinking from a fire hose. There's so much information. I bet if I spent any time on it, there'd probably be 20 more and make it 60. So many ways that these shots are killing you that you divide it into four categories. Yeah, that's the second one, 20 more mechanisms of injury. Yep. And so there's four categories. The first is they kill you immediately, which, I mean, Tom Rentz filed a lawsuit with the federal government of 45,000 people through a government database from a whistleblower found 45,000 people who died within 3 days of getting a COVID shot. Now, for all of you people who are listening, if you're living in a small city, let's say you have a city of 90,000 people, if suddenly 50% of your town was dead within 3 days of getting a shot, it'd probably get some attention.
I would think.
So within 3 days of getting the shot from heart attack, stroke, or anaphylactic shock. So this is the acute category. And so a lot of people say, well, I got the shot and I'm just fine.
Yeah. Well, how do you respond to that? Because I read on, I read on sites, I got the shot in January and I had a little discomfort and, you know, my arm hurt and I was sick for 3 days, you know, puking on my liver. But other than that, I'm fine.
It takes 3 to 6 weeks for your body to start manufacturing spike proteins from the shots.
All right.
And the spike protein then can go on in perpetuity to cause damage to your brain, your lungs, your heart, your kidneys, your liver. It takes another couple of months to develop an antibody to that spike protein, which is a foreign protein floating around in your system. And whenever you have foreign proteins, your body goes, oh, what's that doing here? We got to get rid of that. And the best way to do it is to develop an antibody to glob onto it and neutralize it. Once the antibody is made, that means your CD8 cells and your B cells are sensitized. So you will forever be making antibodies. And those antibodies themselves can cross-react and cause autoimmune disease in at least 28 other organs and tissues in your body. So if you didn't die from immediately getting the shot, you have probably another 10 years to be looking over your shoulder of how these things are going to make you sick and eventually kill you. Like I said, the cardiologist who said that within that the ongoing heart determination, that within 3 years, he thinks that 60% of those people will have congestive heart failure or dilated cardiomyopathies or some other form of heart damage that they will probably get sick or die. 3 years. When I first talked to the first one of the researchers about the antibody cross reaction, he said to me, he goes, Sherry, we're really in trouble. He said, the next 10 years, we're going to see massive autoimmune disease like we've never seen on this planet before. And I said, you think it's going to take 10 years? And he said, well, the first 3 years, it's going to kill off a lot of people. Then we're going to see a slow burn for the next 10.
Wow.
And now when we get ongoing boosters and boosters and boosters and boosters, that's going to shorten that timeline up so more people die faster.
So, Doug, how about this? Pardon me, Dr. Sherry. Do the medical community, Fauci, do they do anything at all from a preventative standpoint other than taking a jab? Have they ever told people to build up their immunity and vitamins and minerals and diet and lose weight preventative? Or no, it's jab. Yep. All jab.
You know, last in the beginning of 2020, when Fauci and Trump would get on the television and they would be talking about, you know, all these things just before the shots came out, I kept wondering, okay, soon, who's going to talk about like vitamin C and D? And, you know, I said from the very beginning, instead of running out and getting a Q-tip crammed up your nose to prove for the first time in history a healthy person is sick, is healthy, we have to get tested to prove we're not sick. Since when? In healthcare, ever Good do you point. Have to get a test to prove you're healthy?
Good point.
There's no such thing. And there's no such thing as an asymptomatic carrier. An asymptomatic carrier is a healthy person. We've got over 4 trillion viruses, bacteria, protozoa, yeast in and on our body right now as we're sitting here right now. That's part of our normal flora. Our normal microbiome. But this one little critter might be the one that we got to get tested for all the time. Really? Nobody's thought this through. And I kept thinking, sooner or later, somebody's going to say that. Somebody's going to talk about, go out and get your vitamin D level tested. And that D, as in David, it needs to be somewhere between 80 and 100. So if you get a test done and the nurse calls you and says, it's in the normal range, ask for the number. Because the normal range on the test is 30 to 100. And if your test comes back 31, the nurse will tell you it's normal. In the normal range. But ideally and optimally to keep you from getting sick, because the vitamin D is the base molecule of your hormones. It's the base molecule of your immune system. You cannot lose weight if you have a vitamin D level less than 50. For anybody who's trying to lose weight and they have trouble, get your vitamin D level tested. If it's less than 50, you cannot lose weight. African Americans historically always have very low vitamin D levels because they have black skin.
Right.
So even when they go out in the sunshine, they're getting a lot of those UVB lights blocked so that they don't manufacture adequate amounts of vitamin D. And what are the types of health conditions that many African Americans have? Obesity, heart disease, and hypertension. Obesity, hypertension, and diabetes. And all three of them are all three of them are sourced in low vitamin D levels.
Wow.
So all you community out here, all of you African American people out there listening to this, you need to get a vitamin D level. And if your doctor won't order it because he's too stupid, too arrogant, and refuses to get it because he thinks it's worthless. I just had a patient like of that happen in the hospital.
Mm.
The patient's not improving. The wife asked the doctor to order a vitamin D level, and he said, I'm not going to waste money on that test. You're getting CAT scans, x-rays, ventilators, all this, but you're not going to waste money on a $25 vitamin D test? Really? So if your doctor won't order it for you, there's all kinds of places where you can order it yourself. There's like any lab test now. You can go to our site. You can go to drtenpenny.com. And at the top, there's a place where you can order it from Direct Labs that you set up an account. You order the test. They send you the requisition. You print it out. You take it to Quest or LabCorp. They draw your blood. And the results come directly back to you. It's private.
So I just want to say this to that, to what you just said. My wife very quickly had to have a CT scan done. I got the bill in the office, $9,028.
Wow.
Okay. At the same time, she had to have blood taken. I did ask her to ask the doctor for a D level test. They said no, because of the cost. You're exactly, folks, I'm telling you, this is the truth. I would bring it out here, but you know what? I'm not going to do it because it's personal. But yeah, go ahead,
Coach. So, folks, listen, ultimately, this is what's really, really critical. We can get all the medicine, and Sherry does a great job of talking about that. But the Constitution, the First Amendment of the Constitution says, Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of a religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. They cannot tell you you have to wear a mask. They cannot tell you that you have to take a jab. Mandates, orders, all that, folks. Those are bogus. They're bogus. And if we don't understand what the left has been saying to us for years and years, my body, my choice, right?
Right.
My body, my choice. Well, not now. It's not your body, your choice anymore, because we haven't understood the fact that there is a Luciferian element at loose, and they are hell-bent on destroying anything based in the image of God.
And that's the other thing about these shots that people don't seem to understand is the spiritual ramification of getting injected with these shots. You know, I've been doing vaccine studying problems associated with vaccines and talking about it and writing about it for 21 years. 21 years this month, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
And I've always said, once you get a shot, once you get injected, you can't get uninjected. Mm. And it's even more true with the COVID jabs, because the COVID jabs, the COVID shots go in and irreversibly change your God-given genetics. And your God-given genetics are the fingerprint of life. When your mommy's egg and your daddy's sperm came together, and in that moment of conception, God said, spark of life, pew. There's another human on the planet that has your set of genetics. There's another human on the planet, for as long as humans have been on the planet, that has that set of God-given genetics. And yet you voluntarily, nobody put a gun to your head, chose to get this shot, either out of fear, which the Bible says 360 times, fear not, either out of fear, or because Americans could not for 1 minute stand to be inconvenienced.
That's right.
So I got the shot because fill in the gap. Mm-hmm. I need to travel. I need to go across state lines. I need my job. I want to see my grandkids. I got pressured into it because everybody else is doing it. All my friends are doing it in my card club. So I had to do it to be
bullied.
In the card club.
You got bullied.
You know,
or shamed. Yeah.
Or shame, bully or shamed. Yeah. Because nobody's got a backbone to stand up and say, I'm keeping my life in line. I am not going to contaminate the temple of the Holy Spirit with this irreversible Luciferian jab. Yeah. That will absolutely volunteer me to participate in the transhumanism movement and move me into the tribe of Nimrod.
I noticed in that list, though, you never said, but because I got the jab, because it works, and it's going to protect me from the you know.
Well, they say flat out on their they can't call them package inserts because it's not an FDA approved product. What they call them is physician advisory statements. Hey. The physician advisory statement says this doesn't keep you from getting sick, it doesn't stop the transmission, it doesn't stop you from going in the hospital, and it doesn't lower the death rate.
Oh.
Well, then what the heck does it do?
I was going to say, yeah, that's a good question.
Why should you get it? You know, the whole point, this is not just another flu shot, people. This is not just another flu shot. And if it's not going to keep you from getting COVID, but it's going to volunteer your participation in the transhumanism movement, because now your genetics have been corrupted. You have defiled the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have done it. And you need to recognize that. And in my opinion, and what we talk about in thechristianrevolution.net is about repentance. It's a sin just like pornography.
Yep.
And it's now it's between you and God to straighten that out.